to God's unchanging hands. Oh, oh, to God's unchanging hands. Oh, why don't you build your hopes on things eternal? Oh, oh, to God's unchanging hands. Oh, why don't you hold to God's unchanging hands? Oh, oh, to God's unchanging hands. Oh, why don't you build your hope on things eternal? Oh, to God's unchanging hands. Time is filled with swift transition. None on earth unmoved can stand. Build your hope on things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hands. Oh, to God's unchanging hands. Oh, to God's unchanging hands. Oh, why don't you build your hopes on things eternal? Oh, to God's unchanging hands. Trust in him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, when your earthly friends forsake you, still more holy to him cling. Oh, why don't you hold to God's unchanging hands? Oh, hold to God's unchanging hands. Oh, why don't you build your hopes on things eternal? Oh, to God's unchanging hands. Oh, why don't you hold to his hand? God's unchanging hand. Oh, hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Oh, why don't you build your hopes on things eternal? Oh, to God's unchanging hand. Oh, 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 to God's unchanging hands. Come on, oh, to God's unchanging hands. Oh, why don't you build your hopes on things eternal? Oh, to God's unchanging hands. Oh, why don't you hold to his hand? God's unchanging hand. Hold to his hand. God's unchanging hand. Oh, why don't you build your hopes on things eternal? Hold to God's unchanging hand. Why don't you build your hopes on things eternal? Oh, why don't you build your hopes on things eternal? Oh, why don't you build your hopes on things eternal? things eternal. Oh, to God's unchanging hands. Come on, hold to God's unchanging hands. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I won't no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Come on and raise your hands up now. Fill my cup. Lord, I lift it up. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I won't no more. Fill my cup, hallelujah, fill it up, and make me whole. Here's my cup, I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I won't no more. Hallelujah. Fill my cup. I lift it up and I make, and I want you to make me whole. Fill my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting in my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I won't no more. Fill my cup, I'll fill it up, and make me whole. I need the whole. I need the every hour, I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee, I need thee, oh, I need thee, every hour, I need thee, oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Yes, Lord. I need you now, Lord. I need you every hour, oh Lord. Yes. Yes, Lord. I come with my hands lifted up. Oh, I come with my cup lifted up. I come just as I am. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You've been so good to me, oh God. Glory be to God. Host, are you there? Take away, host.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you, Psalmist Rosman, for your time of worship and song. I thank you, Minister Keisha, for seating and greeting us and starting us off this morning here on the Master's Call. I am Minister Janice Robinson, and I wish you all the warmest of kingdom greetings. On October 25th, 2010, our co-founders, Dr. Pecola Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon sounded the Master's Call with the scripture reference of Psalm 88:13. For to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Our website, themasterscall.net. themasterscall.net. All messages have been archived on this site as well as the speaker's bios. And our theme for the year 2022 is God is requiring immediate obedience in all he instructs us to do. For with immediate obedience, we will continually experience restoration, divine protection, creative miracles, and strategic breakthroughs. If you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Keisha was, as a psalmist, such as Minister Rosman, or as a host, such as myself, or you have a word to share from the Lord or a prayer request or a praise report, please submit your information to info@themasterscall.net. info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa will contact you. On Fridays, we take your prayer requests and praise reports live in the second half of the call. Be sure to join us. Now, you might be wondering what brought us together. Well, what brought us together was the phenomenal company first called Artists International, established by the Diaz de Leon family over 30 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. The morning motivational call is held following this call Monday through Friday and led by a group of dynamic leaders giving us vital information on the benefits of our wonderful Artist Life products. The number to reach that call is 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525, and the access PIN is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. To avoid any charges that your telephone carrier might charge, there's a bypass number, and that bypass number is 716-293-9707, 716-293-9707. Today is Tuesday, so it is Presidential Tuesday. Our host will be Executive President Candia Mosley, and the topic today is the first 15 days of August are over. Were you sitting on the bench or were you playing? Good topic. Hope that everybody tunes in to hear about it. Now, I'm going to introduce the speaker of the moment, and then I'm going to pray. And after I pray, the next voice that you hear will be none other than the speaker of the moment. This morning's speaker is Minister Daryl Mickens, Senior. Minister Mickens is a PK kid And he has been in the ministry since 2016. He is someone that has that believes as a sower goes forth to sow, he has an anointing that follows him to minister to those in need of healing of mind, body, and soul. And with such a great calling to fulfill, he finds time to visit the sick, make calls to members, conduct Bible study and baptismal classes, and spend time studying God's Word. He is supported in his ministry by his wife, Monica Mickens, their 5 children, and their 6 grandchildren, and I bet that doesn't, we need to count the newest one, so 7 grandchildren and several godchildren. His ultimate desire is to see people fully embrace God's love and to walk in victory and power while experiencing the fullness of God's promises. Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning, Lord, thanking you once and again for allowing us to be in your presence. We thank you, Lord, for this man of God that will come before us this morning and will share with us the message that you have downloaded into his spirit, Lord. Lord, allow him to preach with boldness, Lord. Allow him to bring forth the message that you have for him, that you have given him to for us, with honor and glory to you, Lord. Lord, we thank you once again for this great man of God and what is going to take place. Lord, we thank you that we have ears to hear, that our hearts will be open, and that we will receive the word that you have for us this day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Good morning, good morning. Glory be to God in the land of the living one more day. This is D. Mickens at the great city and state of Memphis, Tennessee. Most definitely want to thank our host this morning, Sister Robinson, for hosting us in this morning. Most definitely want to thank our Sister Keisha Lee for agreeing and seating us with that beautiful voice. And most definitely, I want to thank Sister Rosin with that awesome worship this morning, and most definitely our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoons, and my beloved mother, Dr. P.K. Pecola Roberts, for giving me the opportunity. I'm not going to be long before you guys this morning. Let me pray. Oh, Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you this morning, Father God, for waking us up, starting another day, Father God. Father God, we just invite you in this morning. As I decrease, Father God, I ask you to increase, Father God, as I bring the word that you've given me. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I pray this morning. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah. I'll be coming from Matthew chapter 26, verse 36 through 40. Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to them, "Sit here while I go over there and pray." He took Peter, and he took 2 sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch with me." Going a little further, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, "My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me, yet not as I will, but as your will." Then he returned to his disciples and found them asleep. "Couldn't you men keep watch with me for 1 hour?" he asked Peter. It brings me to my subject this morning. The subject is fight your battles on your knees. Some of our struggles are eternal, such as your finances or your job. Others take place within you. Eternal enemies like anger, unforgiveness, or insecurity can hinder your walk with God. How can you find victory? Fight your battles on your knees, and you will win every time. What does it mean to fight our battles on our knees? It's simple. That you and I lay our petitions before the Lord. We must spend time in his presence, listen for his answers. At first, I learned this lesson as an associate minister at First Baptist. The church was considering me as the head pastor, but many people was opposed to the idea. Only by giving the problem to God in prayer was I able to experience the victory of that difficult situation. Why should we fight our battles on our knees? It is the biblical pattern throughout Scripture. We see God's servants falling on their faces before the Lord. When we turn to the Lord, we are no longer battling on our own. No one can help you more than the servant of the universe. Psalms 103, chapter 19. He acts on behalf of those who trust in him. Prayer connects us with the Holy Spirit and his power. If you have trusted Christ as your personal Savior, the Holy Spirit dwells within you. We can accomplish nothing for God apart from the Spirit power. What can you expect if you fight the battles on your knees? Comfort, assurance, encouragement. The enemy wants us to dwell on our problems, how we can defend ourselves or get revenge, victory. However, it's found in turn our eyes to God, who operates on the behalf of those who are willing to trust and obey him. Supernatural peace. Believers who turn their struggles over to the Lord have peace even when circumstances don't change. How can you fight your battles? On your knees. Set aside time to be alone with God. Find a quiet place and devote yourself to the one most capable of helping you. Listen quietly. The Lord deserves to have an intimate relationship with each one of his children, but you will never know him better unless you take the time to listen for his voice. Your meditation is your visitation. Expect him to bring up other issues in your life. He may want you to deal with rebellion, unforgiveness, or bitterness in your heart. Until you repent and surrender to the Lord, sin will keep you from experiencing God's best and enjoying a close relationship with him. Remember that in a battle, there can only be one general. Freely express your desires, but don't expect God to take orders from you. As you surrender to his guidance, you will engage his supernatural power on your behalf. Know that the battles are God's tools. Some put their trust in themselves and pursue relationships, accomplishments, or possessions instead of a relationship with the Father. The Lord has taught me to see all adversity as allowed by him. This truth will protect you from bitterness toward those who wrong you. In Romans chapter 8, verse 28 says, we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. In a battle, you and I may lose money, pride, or control over the situation, but if the struggle brings us to the point of total surrender to the Lord, we will always win spiritually. In my close, what are you battling today? Does it seem as if God doesn't see your pain or understand your heartache? Let me assure you, He knows exactly what you are going through. Sit in the Lord's presence today. Lord, I don't want anything in my life that's displeasing you. take my bitterness, my resentment, and my anger, and I give you the battle. And I trust that you will turn in my good in your way and your timing, releasing your problems to the Almighty God. And you will find the victory when you fight your battles on your knees. God knows all. He holds all truth. He loves us. And he would never leave us or forsake us. So remember, the battle is not yours. It's his. Just fight it on your knees. Host, are you there?
Thank you, Minister Dow, for your bringing of that powerful word. And let us go to prayer. First, we will pray for you, Brother Dow. We thank God for his allowing you to come forth with that mighty message, Lord, to give your people some knowledge that we can use to help us be stronger in you, Lord. We ask that you bless Brother Dow, that you restore to him the virtue that he has poured so freely out to us, Lord, that you keep him and his family and all that he put his hands to be blessed, Lord. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And now we will pray over our prayer requests. Father, the time has come for our students and our teachers to go back into the classrooms and for learning to begin once anew, Lord. And Lord, we still know that at this time, as that is the goal for learning to take place, we know, Lord, that the world is still filled with confusion, Lord, and there's still things that are coming against the children and against the teachers, Lord. We know that with your power and your might, you will sweep those things that come against your children and your teachers out of the way, Lord, so that their minds can be renewed and refreshed with the knowledge that you will still give the teachers to give them so that they will be able to grow and prosper in the world that you have before them. Lord, we thank you for every person that has a part in the educational system, Lord, for the principals, for the superintendents of schools, Lord, for the cafeteria workers, for the janitors, for each and every person that feeds into the life of your children as they partake in this educational environment, Lord. We ask you that you strengthen them and keep them, Lord, and that you would fill them with your power, Lord, to show them, to show the love that you have shown them to those that are in their care and come in their path in the buildings and in the as they ride on the school buses. Lord, we thank you for all the things that are going on before us, you, for us, your servants, Lord. We thank you for our challenges, and we thank you for our victories, Lord, knowing that in our challenges, you are always with us, Lord, and that the victory is ours through you. Thus, Lord, we thank you in advance for the victories that we claim, knowing that we have them, for you will provide them for us, Lord, and so we thank you. Lord, we also come before you for those who are standing in the need of healing, Lord. Lord, comfort them. Heal them, Lord. Let them feel the balm of your love as they are going through their trials and their tribulations with illness, Lord. Allow them to know that you are there and you alone are their comforter and their strength. Lord, we pray we also pray for those of us who have experienced great victory since the beginning of the last time that we were together, Lord. Those that have seen breakthroughs, Lord, those who have gotten jobs, that have been seeking jobs, those who have found a favor in places that they have been seeking favor, Lord, we thank you for all that you have done for us from this day. From last time I prayed to this time that I'm before you again today, Lord. We thank you for the health and healing of those, Lord, that have gone through tests or procedures or have been diagnosed with one thing but have found success in knowing that something else has occurred and that they are on the path to healing, Lord. We thank you for that. We ask, Lord, that you comfort and strengthen those of us who at this moment may be in our hour of grief, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you allow them to feel your presence, that they can feel you wrap your arms around them, Lord, and give them strength, Lord. We ask them to ask you to keep confusion from their mind, Lord, and let them find the peace that passes all understanding through you, Lord. Allow them to mourn, but allow them also, Lord, to see the goodness in the situation itself also, Lord. Give them your peace. Give them your peace. Lord, we ask you also, we pray for those that are over us, our leaders in government. We ask, Lord, that you indwell their minds with your spirit, Lord, so that they can lead us, your people, in the manner that you desire, Lord, that you renew their thinking, Lord, and that you sweep from their minds those things that are against you, Lord, and fill them wholly and truly with all those things that you would have them to bring forth to your people, Lord. Lord, we ask all these blessings in Jesus' name, amen. To hear this playback of this message, you are to dial 712-432-1085. And the PIN number is 957-677-pound. To hear the playback of this message, dial 712-432-1085. With the PIN number being 957-677-POUND. We again invite you to join the Morning Motivational Call, which is Presidential Tuesday, and you can reach that call by dialing 667-770-1525, with the PIN being 294-617-POUND. Once again, we thank you, Psalmist Rosalind, for our time of worship and song this morning. We thank you, Minister Keisha, for greeting and seating our guests as they came on the line. And we thank you once again, Minister Brother Darrell Mickens, for that powerful message this morning. Will you please come back now and close this call with the benediction?
Oh, gracious Heavenly Father, we just want to thank you, Father God, for allowing us to see another day. Father God, we ask you as we all go our ways today to dispatch the angels to protect us, shield us from any harm, hurt, or danger. Father God, we ask you to send your angels and dispatch them through the schools to protect the children, Father God. Father God, we thank you for being who you are, the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the doctor, the lawyer, the judge. Father God, we thank you. We just can't thank you enough for all that you do, Father God, because you don't have to do it, but you do it, Father God. Father God, we just ask you to continue to unite our countries around the world, Father God. We ask you to touch the leaders' hearts, Father God. Touch their soul and their spirit, Father God, that they do right among your sheep, Father God. Father God, we just thank you this morning, Father God. Father God, we just ask you for the healing in the land, Father God. Father God, we ask you for increase in our territory, Father God. Father God, we ask you to bless our TMC family, Father God. Bless our co-founders, Dr. Vanessa Witherspoon, Dr. Pecola Roberts, and our whole entire team, Father God. We just thank you this morning, Father God. We thank you for the TMC Master Call, Father God. But we know that somebody needs this every day, every morning, to get their day started, Father God. For you know all situations, Father God, and we thank you. Oh, we thank you, Father. We thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father God. Father God, we come to you in repentance, Father God. We ask you to forgive us of our sins. If we did anything, said anything that wasn't pleasing in your sight, Father God, we ask for your forgiveness. Oh, Father God, we love you. We thank you for your son, Jesus Christ, who died on the cross for our sins, Father God. Oh, we thank you. Oh, we just thank you. Father God, we just ask you to continue to protect us in this pandemic, Father God. Cover and shield our houses and our homes. Father God, we thank you for our health and our strength, Father God. And Father God, we ask you to continue, Father God, continue giving us your love, Father God. For without your love, Father God, we will be nothing. We can't do it by ourselves, but we can do it with you and the power that you bring in the land. We thank you this morning, Father God. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I pray. Amen, amen, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.